Hello, my loves. How are you doing today? I've missed you all, and I feel like I haven't recorded a ramble in like a minute, even though, if we're being honest, it really hasn't been that long. So I'm just being a little dramatic off the get-go, but I'm pretty happy today since I'm recording in the morning. Every time I get to record in the morning is a good time for me because I'm in a good mood, I'm energetic, I'm ready, I'm here to conquer, you know? And that's because I have the house to myself today. Pretty much like my whole family is either working at school, so I get the house all to myself, which I love. Every time, you guys know, every time the house is for me alone, I make the most of it and I sit down and record as much as I can because I love the silence. That is my favorite. No, I love the silence when I'm recording, not in general, because that makes me sound a little emo, but no, there's nothing wrong with silence. What am I talking about? Silence is good. Gives you a sense of freedom. Who doesn't want freedom? Am I right? Anyways, enough about silence. I'm having to pause the audio a lot because I'm drinking coffee. A little ASMR moment for you. I got this new Barbie mug that I'm obsessed with, and it is the only thing I'm drinking coffee out of now. My coffee is just amazing. I drink the Dunkin' Donuts Keurig. Did I say that right? Keurig? You know, like the coffee machine? I probably didn't, to be honest, but apparently I don't know how to pronounce anything. But yeah, the Dunkin' Donuts flavor is probably my favorite one. And then I also tried the Tim Hortons flavor. If you don't know what Tim Hortons is, it is another coffee business, usually in Canada. But I live close to Canada in the States, so we have it in my state as well. Which is nice because Tim Hortons really not bad. It is pretty affordable compared to like Starbucks and other brands like that. And I'm not drinking Starbucks, so Tim Hortons is like there, I guess. It's definitely not as good taste-wise in my opinion, but their breakfast can be so good. Like their English muffin sandwiches, their bagels and stuff are so good. I'm even craving one right now. I want to go get some, but I'm not going to because I'm eating these crackers that I got from Costco. It was like a big bag of crackers. They're an Asian snack. I'm not sure if it's Japanese or I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I think it might be Japanese. It is so good though. It's like a corn puff thing, I guess, and it tastes sweet but salty at the same time. That's like my favorite thing ever, sweet and salty. And they're so good. Like, I already want to go back and get another bag. I always find the best snacks at Costco, and I love that they bring them from, like, all kinds of the world, you know? They're very, what's the word? They have, like, a huge variety of things, you know? And I love that you get to try all sorts of things from Costco. But I don't like going to Costco because every time I go there, and I never go alone, I always go with my mom because she loves Costco, so we go together. And every time I go there, there's just a huge crowd. Like, it's always so busy. Carts clashing into each other, people just wanting to go into aisles and being rude. And I love that they offer, like, you know, like food for you to try over there and stuff. But some people can be so greedy, you know, like they stand in the middle of the aisle or whatever so they can take the snack they want and like dragging their kids with them and stuff like that, and there's no space for me to walk and I get anxiety and I'm like, oh my god. I've already spoke about this before. You guys know how I feel about crowded places and stuff like that. I prefer to not be in them and I prefer to just be somewhere more calm and less crowded, just because like I feel like it can be a little too much and there's always so many people in Costco and they're always like old grumpy people that just don't like me for some reason. Some of them can be really nice, but most of them are just cruel. I don't know why. Maybe Sam's Club is better. What do you guys think? What do you like, Sam's Club, Costco? Maybe neither one. I don't know. Everyone has their own opinion. When I was going to the gym frequently last year, I haven't been going as much as I should. I should get back into it. But if you are like a gym freak or whatever, then go to Costco for all of like your snacks and stuff, your protein powder, because they genuinely have the best stuff over there, especially when you go to the gym. And they have a lot of low calorie snacks as well, like good alternatives for other snacks, you know? I found these like chocolate covered pretzels, and I usually don't like chocolate covered pretzels, but they were covered in like a yogurt type of coating, and it was strawberry flavored, and they are just the best thing I've ever had in my life. If you guys want me to post a picture and show you, I would love to. I'd literally love to show you all of my recommendations from Costco and be like, go get all this. I even got these like Korean drinks. They are milk based but also energetic at the same time. It's just so fascinating, and they come in all kinds of flavors. Like there's blueberry, regular milk, apple, melon, and strawberry, I think. And the melon flavor is probably my favorite. I love melon. Melon just tastes so good. But yeah, so that is the only reason I go there sometimes. And also they have some pretty good like furniture. Sometimes they have cute furniture, I'm not gonna lie, they really do. Take a sip of my coffee. Where would I be in my life without coffee? I genuinely don't think I could ever survive without coffee in my life. That sounds so dramatic, but it is so true. Like, I wouldn't say I'm addicted to caffeine. I'm not. Am I? No. No, like, I can go a day without coffee. That's fine. But if I'm having to work or be productive, I need some kind of caffeine in my system. What was I gonna say? Some kind of caffeine in my system is always necessary. But I would prefer coffee over like Red Bull and energy drinks and stuff, because those are so harmful for you. I remember when I was drinking energy drink before the gym, I was drinking the Celsius, if you know what that is. And my mom is a nurse. She found out that they are the most harmful drink ever. So if any of you drink Celsius, please put that down. It is just not good for you, and it is not worth the health risks. I am telling you. She tells me that they get patients all the time who are going through something because of Celsius, and usually it is heart problems most of all. But now I'm just looking out for you guys. I don't want you to harm yourselves, you know, but a Red Bull here and there is okay, just as long as you don't do it every day. I remember in our old house that we used to live in, we had people sharing the house with us. We were renting and they were above us, and this guy that was living above us, he was the son of the owners of the house upstairs. He was like an avid Red Bull drinker, you guys. I've never seen anyone so obsessed with Red Bull. Every time I talk about it, I remember him and how obsessed he was with that drink. Like, almost every day I would walk in the house, I'd see a can of Red Bull outside. And I remember one time he was taking out this big bag to like go recycle, and it was just a huge trash bag filled with like empty Red Bull cans, like so many Red Bull cans. I was shocked. I look at him and I'm like, did you drink all of those? And he like looks down at the ground and he's like, yeah. What? I genuinely, like, I was concerned for him. I'm like, I wish you the best, but this is not good. Like, you need to stop. This is really bad. I wonder how he is now. I don't know, but yeah, you guys, he was obsessed with the Red Bull, like to a point where it was a little concerning to look at, but hopefully he stopped now. So yeah, Red Bull is interesting. You remember when I was in high school, was it in high school or college? I think college. This wasn't that long ago, maybe like 2 years ago. When I was in college, I discovered the mango flavored Monster, and it was like a blue can with this very pretty painting on the outside of it, and that was what drew my attention at first, and I grabbed it and I was like, mango, I love mango and mango flavored things, you know? So I tried it and I was obsessed with it. I absolutely loved the way it tasted, and I just wanted more and more and more. So I started drinking it, and then thankfully for me, I managed to just stop. After a while, I realized how bad it is, and I put it down, and I was like, okay, this is the last time we ever drink this thing. It is also so high in sugar, so I'm glad that I stopped. But yeah, I remember Monster was good, like especially the green bottle, it was pretty good, but I wouldn't go back to drinking it like ever again. I think I I tried it. I'm over it now. We're moving on. We're drinking coffee now. Anyways, let's move on from the topic of food. I don't know why we're talking about food. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about... I actually put down a couple notes, so I don't remember what I want to talk about. One sec. Oh yeah, how can I forget? Let's talk about movies. You know I have to talk about movies in every single ramble of mine. It is like a tradition now. Just because there are so many movies that came out so far in 2024, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on those and talk about them and just see, like, what's going on and stuff. Let's talk about that. So, I think the first movie of the year that I watched was, unfortunately, Madame Web. I only say unfortunately because... it was very unforgettable. No, it was very forgettable. Sorry. It was very... actually, no, maybe it was unforgettable because it was bad. Like, okay, the casting was amazing, alright? The girls and everyone else, like, so good. Without spoiling, I'm gonna try not to spoil it in case you guys wanna watch it. I didn't like it a lot. It wasn't boring, like, it was fun to watch, but in my opinion it felt a little messy. It felt very rushed. It felt, I don't know what to say about it other than that. I just felt like it was very, very rushed and definitely not that good. Don't even get me started on the end of the movie. Oh my god, don't even get me started on that. Like I said, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but if you guys watch it, or if you have watched it, let me know what you think of it. Give it a rating for me. I think I would rate it like a 5, maybe like a 6, and that's me being generous. I just liked the casting, that's all. But moving on from that, let's talk about another movie. And that is Argylle. Argylle was another questionable movie for me. I watched it with my friend, and both me and her were like a little unsatisfied. We didn't like it. I didn't like it. I would never ever rewatch it again. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but I just didn't like it. I felt like it was a waste of money, and I would not watch it again. Only the cat was the cute part. So that's how I feel about that. And then there's Lisa Frankenstein. Of course I had to watch that. I love Cole Sprouse. But oh my god, that movie scarred me. Like, there was a scene that happened in there that I will never forget. And when it was happening, I had to close my eyes and cringe and be like, oh my god, is this actually happening right now? There's no way this is actually happening. And it did. It happened. So it was definitely a freaky movie. Definitely very weird compared to the other ones. But not bad. Not bad. It was okay. Maybe like a 5 out of 10 as well. Please stop honking. Rude. I think that was it for the movies I have watched. Oh, no. I've watched a movie called Imaginary, and this was this weekend. A few days ago, I watched it with my cousins. It was called Imaginary, and I was a little skeptical because you guys know how I feel about horror. But it wasn't gory at all. I can do horror just as long as there's no gore, you know? I can do that. So, Imaginary was a good one. I think out of all the movies I've listed so far, I think that was my favorite one. Like, it was full of plot twists that you just would never expect. It was so good. Even though when you look at the trailer, you're gonna think, oh my god, like, this looks kind of stupid, right? But it's not. I actually liked it. It was a little confusing at some points for me. So I will say I was pretty confused watching it. But it was good. I would recommend it. If you guys like horror movies, it's not even that scary, to be honest. It does have jump scares, and the end was a little creepier, but not that creepy. And that's coming from someone who literally hates horror. And I screamed a lot. The people behind us were laughing at us because we just kept screaming the whole time. It was so funny, but definitely a good movie. I would recommend you guys go watch Imaginary if you haven't already. Now, another movie I didn't watch, but I'm hearing really good things about, is Dune 2. I think you guys know how I feel about Dune and how I feel about movies that are like Dune. I'm just not a fan, okay? Because I watched the first one and it was so boring and confusing, I slept through it. Like, obviously, it was an amazing movie, beautiful to look at, but confusing, and there were just so many things not making sense, and it was so long, I ended up falling asleep in the middle of it. But now that the new one's coming out, everyone's saying it's so good. And they're all telling me, like, go watch it right now, and I'm like, well, I don't know about that. It's another 3 hours. Am I gonna fall asleep again? Like, is it gonna be another movie I sleep through? Am I gonna be confused again? Because if I was confused in the first one, I'm sure I'm gonna be confused in part two. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe if they put it on Netflix or something eventually, I'll watch it. But for now, I'm gonna skip on it. Let me know what you guys thought of it, though. And if you liked it, and if you recommend it, and if you want me to go watch it. If you guys tell me to go watch it, then I might. But yeah, so that's it for the movies I've watched. I'm thinking of watching Kung Fu Panda, the new one that came out soon. Also, let me know how you think of that one. I'm curious to know. I haven't been hearing anything about it. I feel like no one's talking about it. I see a lot of people talking about Dune 2, but not a lot of people talking about Kung Fu Panda. So yeah, let me know what you guys think of that one if you've watched it. If not, maybe we can, like, watch it together at the same time. Who knows? Like a little date, kind of. But yeah, I'm so excited for the new Inside Out movie that's coming out. I actually can't freaking wait. The first one was amazing. It was like an emotional roller coaster. It was so good and it made me cry. I wonder if the second one's gonna make me cry too. It was amazing and I'm so excited for the next part. I'm also excited for Moana 2. Did you guys see that? Moana 2, I think it's coming out in November, I think, I heard. I am so excited for that. Are you kidding me? Like, I wonder how that's gonna go. I really wonder how that's gonna go. Why couldn't they give us Tangled 2? I wanna see Tangled 2. Either way, I'm excited for Moana 2. I really hope it's nice, and I'm gonna have to wait, like, the whole year to watch it. Like, please just come out now already. I am so excited. What other movies are coming out soon? I know I'm forgetting something, for sure. I'm always forgetting something, but I can't remember. You guys are gonna have to remind me. What am I forgetting? By the way, I'm so sorry if I sound a little congested. That's because I am. Spring season is very near. And if you know, you know. I have spring allergies, really bad spring allergies. And oh my god, I'm so not excited to deal with that because it just ruins my ability to work. Like, I can't record anymore because my voice sounds so sick when I'm struggling with allergies, and it gets really bad. But maybe I'll get, like, an allergy shot this year, I don't know. I just don't like needles, I don't like syringes, I don't wanna, oh, just the thought of it makes me, like, not wanna do it. Even though I'm literally a full adult, I'm still terrified of needles. Who am I? But yeah, we'll see how that's gonna go. Hopefully it's not that bad this year. Hoping and praying that it's not that bad. Oh yeah, I almost forgot to talk about this with you guys. But remember in my last ramble I mentioned how I was gonna get a new car because the lease for my current car is almost up. I'm literally giving away my current car in like a week. So I need another car, like, ASAP. And you guys know how I told you I was considering the Bronco, like the Ford Bronco. Well, guess what? I got a Ford Bronco. I knew as soon as I saw it, I want it. I'm like, I want a Bronco. And when I went to Target, I found this car, like this, did I say car? I found this sweater that said Bronco Girl on it. And I was like, this is my sign. It's telling me to go get a Bronco. So I bought the sweater. And then a week later, I went to the dealer and I leased a Bronco. I'm absolutely in love with it. In love with it. Like, I want to go in drives every single day. I want to go on drives every single day. I want to be in my car all the time. I love it so much. And I love that It can be a convertible as well. Now that the weather is getting a little warmer, I can get some wind in. Definitely not excited because my hair is going to be flying in the air, but that's why hair clips exist. But yeah, guys, I ended up getting the car. I know a lot of you were curious and you wanted to know what car I ended up getting. A lot of you actually enjoy when I talk about cars, which is sweet. I love talking about cars. I think they are just amazing. So yeah, I leased a Bronco. I was happy I got it at a good price as well, since they can be a little pricey, you know? We made it work. And I guess I'm a Bronco girl now. It feels weird to say, but one thing I don't like about it so far is how much gas it burns. Oh my god. I've literally never drove a car that takes this much gas. It's insane. I'll fill it up and then like 5 days later I need to fill it up again. But that might be because I'm driving it a little too much. That's probably why. But yeah, it is definitely a gas burner. And I knew that. You know, a lot of you guys told me that you used to drive a Wrangler, which I'm not surprised. I mean, Wranglers are really nice cars. I see them here all the time. And that they were gas burners. So I was expecting this for sure. But now that I'm going through it, I'm like, oh my god, it's worse than I thought. But it's worth it though, because I love the car so much. I'm in love with it. And I'm considering wrapping it pink, but I feel like that's so extra. Like, and also wrapping a car is so expensive. I don't want to pay like $4,000, almost $5,000 to wrap a car, you know? That's literally the price of a new car at that point. So, I don't know. Especially because it's a lease. Right now, I'm considering buying it eventually, but I don't want to drop a lot of money on it if I'm going to end up returning it, you know? So it's definitely something I'm considering at the minute, but I might not end up doing. Yesterday, I was out and I literally saw a pink Tesla. Now, I have mixed feelings about Teslas. I wouldn't personally drive one or get one. I feel like they're very not me, but they can be cute. You know, when I saw the pink one and how it was like a bubble pink, like it was wrapped in like a Barbie pink color. Guys, I was staring at the car for like a solid 5 minutes admiring how beautiful it is, because the wrap is gorgeous. Like, oh, I love it. I want to meet whoever had that car, like an icon. It is just beautiful. But I remember when I went to California, I saw Teslas everywhere, guys, like left, right, in front of me, behind me. Everywhere I look, I see Teslas. Never in my life did I see that many Teslas. And I was shocked. Like, what is it? What is it in California and people being obsessed with Teslas? Is there like a hidden rule where you have to drive a Tesla over there or something? Like, oh my goodness, I was a little overwhelmed. It was like a Tesla field, and I felt left out because I didn't have a Tesla. But yeah, if you guys, if any of you drive a Tesla, let me know what you think of it. Let me know if you like it. I'm curious to know, for sure. Very curious to know. But what else did I want to talk about with you? This is already a super long audio. I need to finish it soon. Oh yeah, I wanted to mention one thing with you, and that is this new Game Boy. Can you believe me? I bought a Game Boy, like an old vintage Game Boy, and this thing comes with 1,100 games in it, just in it. Like, the games are already in it. I'm absolutely in love with it. I've been playing on it like all day long, and yesterday at night I was having so much fun with it. When I was young, I had the 3DS, the Nintendo 3DS. I was in love with it. I played all kinds of games on it, mostly Mario and Barbie. I played a lot of Mario games and a lot of Barbie games. So as soon as I got a TikTok video on this product, it is from a website called Mech DIY, not sponsored by the way, I wish, but I saw that they were selling these. They're called Miu, like a Miu Mini Plus. And when I saw it, I was like, I absolutely need it. And when I saw all the games that it has in it, games that I literally played when I was like, I don't know, 8 years old, I knew I had to have this, like, immediately. And it wasn't that expensive. I used a code I found on TikTok. I forgot what the code was, but it gave me like a 15% off discount, so I ended up getting this thing for $70, which is not bad at all. Now I'm holding it in my hand, and I'm in love with it. If you guys want me to post a picture and show you how it looks like, I would love to. I don't know why, it brings back so many memories, so much nostalgia, and I'm in love with it. Like, I am a sucker for the 2000s, and I grew up in the 2000s. I'm not a 19 baby, I wish. I'm not a 90s baby. I'm a 2000s baby. So as soon as I got this, I can't get off it. I'm in love with it. And it has like Sonic the Hedgehog games and Dragon Ball games, Mario, Barbie, Bratz, Winx Club, Totally Spies, Powerpuff Girls, Disney, literally everything you can think of. Street Fighter, they're all in this, like the old ones. And it is just my favorite thing ever right now. And I just wanted to talk about it with you guys because it is so exciting for me. And I love sharing all of my exciting moments with you. So if you want to go back to memory lane, go get you one of these things. I swear you're going to be so happy. I got the one that is loaded with 1,000 plus games. So yeah, they had other options, like cheaper options too, but they only have like 500 and less games. But yeah, what else? Now that we're on the topic of gaming, have any of you guys played the new Fortnite season? Have you? I know that so many of you don't like Fortnite, which is sad. I love Fortnite. I think it is so pretty. Like, it's just such a pretty game and fun, super fun. And the new season that came out, it is like themed around Greek mythology. So the new battle pass has skins like Zeus, Hades, Aphrodite, Poseidon. I know I'm missing a lot, but it has literally every skin you can think of. Like, every, you guys, if you haven't played the new season, download it. You're going to love it. I don't love the new mythic stuff that came out. I don't like the thunderbolts or the wings. I think those are so annoying and they need to get rid of them ASAP. But other than that, the new season is amazing. It's like not Fortnite, but still Fortnite at the same time. I'm curious to see how Fortnite's gonna be like in 5 years from now, because it is already so different. So how's it gonna be like in 5 years? You know? So mind-boggling to me that I've been playing Fortnite since I was like 18 years old, and I'm 23 now, so it's been like 5 years of me just playing Fortnite. And you would think, with that time and experience, that I'm like this amazing gamer. Like, I'm good, don't get me wrong, I can get at least 7 plus kills a game. But I'm not that good, especially considering the fact that I don't even play building. I play zero build. I don't like building, I hate it. I would prefer zero build. And yeah, you'd think I would be like ninja at this point. But I'm not. That might be because I'm not as consistent with playing it as others are, I guess. Like, I play it 2 or 3 times a week, and usually that would be at night when I'm bored and I have nothing to do. But yeah, if you have not played the new season, I suggest you do that and let me know what you think of it. Remember when I used to stream Fortnite? If you guys caught my streaming videos, then if you didn't know, I stream on Twitch, and I used to do like Fortnite gaming streams, and this was like 1 or 2 years ago, I think. And I used to get the worst performance anxiety ever. Like, you guys saw me do so bad, because all I can think about is that there is people watching me right now and I need to do my best, and then I end up fumbling and dying like 5 seconds into the game. So I don't think I'm ever gonna stream Fortnite again, but I would love to show you like my locker and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind that. But gameplay, yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, let me know what you guys think of that one, and if there are any other exciting gaming stuff going on for you. I love hearing about that. Anyways, I think this is the end of our ramble. My voice is starting to give out, if you can't tell. I also need to go get more coffee because I'm almost out. I love you guys so much, and thank you for listening to this ramble. I know it was longer than usual, but I hope you don't mind. And if you've made it this far into the audio, then don't forget to comment an emoji. And this time, let's make it the controller emoji, you know, like the little controller, any controller emoji you have. So yeah, comment that if you made it 30 minutes into the audio. You were amazing. I love you. Thank you for listening to me just literally ramble the whole time. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next audio. Bye.